The truth hasn't set you free. You might have heard the saying, the truth shall set you free. It's a beautiful statement, but let's dive a little deeper into what it truly means. Imagine, if you will, a room full of books. Books of wisdom, spiritual scriptures, and sacred texts from all corners of the world. There's a common belief that simply reading these texts will liberate one's soul. But is it really that simple? Think of it like this. Imagine someone tells you about the taste of a juicy orange. They describe it in the most eloquent words. However, no matter how poetic the description, it doesn't compare to the experience of tasting the orange yourself. Let's take another example. Imagine a book on the wonders of science. It speaks of atoms, of galaxies, and the mysteries of the universe. Reading it can give you knowledge, but without delving into experiments, making observations, and exploring further, the truths remain words on a page. They may tickle your intellect, but don't truly become a part of you. Now, let's think of this in terms of spiritual teachings. Spiritual texts are like maps that guide us towards the treasure of truth. But a map is just a piece of paper if we don't use it for a journey. The journey is essential. We need to internalize, to let the words sink into our being. We need to live the teachings, not just read them. Truth is not just an intellectual concept. It is an experience, a realization. It is a deep knowing that goes beyond words. The words in sacred texts are like signposts pointing the way. But for them to have meaning, we must walk the path. We must stumble, learn, seek, and sometimes even unlearn. We must experiment with the teachings, see how they resonate with our hearts and lives. It's a dynamic process, ever evolving as we evolve. In the realm of spiritual teachings, there is a concerning trend where individuals often read the teachings, but instead of internalizing and experimenting with them, they construct their own interpretations. This is particularly noticeable among some priests and monks who, despite being figures of spiritual guidance, sometimes end up creating divisions among religions. Instead of seeking the essence of the teachings, they get entangled in their own assumptions and begin to spread what they believe to be profound knowledge. It is crucial to understand that without personal realization, this knowledge is just an echo, lacking the depth of true wisdom. The concern here is that not only are these spiritual figures not liberating themselves, but they are also creating environments akin to madhouses where followers are encouraged to blindly accept these constructed meanings. This leads to a cycle where more and more people are imprisoned in these constrained thought processes. The true essence of spiritual teachings is meant to unite and liberate souls. When those who are supposed to be the torchbearers of spirituality fail to grasp this essence, they not only remain imprisoned in their misconceptions but also hinder the spiritual growth of their followers. It is of utmost importance that spiritual guides and seekers alike tread the path of self-realization with humility and openness, embracing the essence of teachings, rather than getting trapped in man-made constructions and divisions. Let us not just be collectors of knowledge. Let us be adventurers in the pursuit of truth. Allow the wisdom from the texts to seep into your actions, into your choices, into your very essence. Experiment, experience, and through that, find the truth that resonates within you. For it is in that resonance, in that deep understanding and realization, that you will find liberation.